Hey everyone, it's Adam Armstrong here, and today I'm going to be joined by my friend Scott McKay, and we're going to talk about Dirty Talk. You there, Scott?
I sure am.
Hey, do you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself and tell everyone a little bit about what you do?
Well, my name is Scott McKay, and I was born at a very young age, which is my oldest joke. I'm a dating coach. I live in Texas. I have an amazing wife who loves to just be very horny and talk a lot in bed. And everything else I say from this point forward is going to be, I guess, not indicative of who gave me the ideas. So I'm going to leave it to your guys' imagination whether this is something that my own wife likes or whether it's coming from my past or if I'm just making it up with nothing really to back it up at all. I'm going to let you guys figure that out for yourselves. But all I do really ask of you guys who are listening, and heck, some of you women may be listening also, is give it a try, because it is field tested. I gotta tell the truth. Just about everything I'm going to talk about, if not all of it, has some root in truth somewhere, but you know, to protect the innocent, we're going to leave it at that. How's that sound, Adam?
Yeah, it sounds very fair to me. So to start off with, let's talk about why women like dirty talk, because you know, it's my experience that pretty much every woman likes it. They might not all like the same things, but most women like it. And at the same time, most guys don't have a clue. So for all the guys listening who have maybe never tried it, let's talk about why women like it and why guys should try it.
Well, I think for just about every woman, sex is like this spiritual thing. Even if most guys don't feel it, it may not be because we're not interested in that. We may just not have really been turned on to that per se. Most women feel like they want to be connected with, they want to be communicated with, you know, and that's the bane of a lot of guys' existence. But once you get in bed with a woman, the more you actually do talk to her, communicate to her. And I mean, you know, not like, hey, baby, could you please move your head because Sports Center's on. I'm talking about something more deep and connected level. You're going to find that women really do just love a man to lead them into letting their fantasies just bolt forth from their being orgasmically. And it's not so hard to do. I really do think the first step, Adam, is confidence. I mean, you've got to believe this is what a woman wants. You've got to believe she's going to respond well to your leadership. It's kind of like the first time you ever strap a hang glider onto your back and jump off a cliff. You go, okay, is this really going to work? I know it's working for everybody else, but I've got to kind of feel it for myself. Then you jump off that cliff and the wind takes you and you go, wow, this is freaking great. I want to do it again and again and again. So I think you got to step up and own it. You got to say, all right, look, Adam and Scott, for example, on this audio are telling us just about every woman, if not every woman they've ever met, is totally into this. I've got to help bring this out of her, even if I have to coax it out of her. If I believe it's a good thing and I believe that I'm going to be competent at bringing her into this realm with me, I've got to be confident that she's going to like that and, in fact, have been looking for it all along.
Yeah. Let me add something there. When you talk about confidence, I think that's one of the most important points, if not the most important point, to do with dirty talk. Because I get a lot of emails from guys saying, what should I say in bed? But no one ever asks, how should I say it? And I think your delivery has to be confident and you have to believe in what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Because there's no two ways about it. Two guys could say the same line, the same dirty talk phrase to a woman, but if one guy doesn't own that phrase and he's lacking confidence, he's going to get a very different reaction to the guy who totally owns it and delivers it with confidence.
Yeah, I think we've all heard the cheesy transcripts and kind of outtakes from guys calling 900 lines and the woman trying to ask them what they want them to do, and the guy doesn't even know how to tell her what they want. I don't know. What are you wearing?
And yeah, that's not dirty talk. That's a make-believe pile of BS.
Right. The woman will be like, well, I'm wearing purple lacy panties. What do you want me to do with my panties? Can you take them off? Yeah, take them off. I mean, I think we all kind of face palm listening to those things. And a lot of times you've seen, I think there's some British humor bits on it that are rather funny, you know, with guys who are just completely just not any good with women at all trying to do this, and it becomes a comedy routine. I think guys are really, really scared that their bedroom time with a woman is going to become a comedy routine at their expense. You know, all of a sudden, instead of looking like James Bond in the bedroom, they're going to look like Rowan Atkinson. And, you know, that's not what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
Man. I think with that has to be a little bit of an inkling that you're willing to look like Mr. Bean. You're willing to be a little bit beside yourself and not completely perfect and have a sense of humor and not take yourself so seriously.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. If you're a guy listening to this and you've never spoke dirty to a woman before, or maybe you've tried and you've not been successful, in other words, you made her laugh or you insulted her, which a lot of guys have done, there is going to be a situation where you have to just man up. And although you're thinking, you know, is this going to work? You just have to feel that bit of fear and you have to do it anyway. Mm. You know, you can't really be super confident until you've done it and seen it work. So in a way, you have to fake the confidence, or just have confidence that what you're going to say is going to work. But of course, your confidence will grow extremely quickly when you say things and see that your woman responds well to it.
Like anything else in life. You know, you just have to kind of work on not being uptight at first. Heck, man, focus on her. Stop worrying about messing up. Stop worrying about what you're going to say and focus on her. Watch her. You know, and if you say something that comes off kind of silly and she giggles, take that as a compliment, not as a huge blow to your ego. Giggling is fun for women. If you make her laugh, you're on the right track. Even if she's laughing at something that's really silly that you just said. She may even say, oh my gosh, you just ruined the mood. That is so silly. Just start tickling her since she's already giggling. That'll put her right back in the mood. You know, you just can't lose.
Yeah. It's better to make her laugh than it is to insult her.
Yes, don't say
that. If you're going to screw up. In fact, just...
Absolutely.
Just let's talk about that. What are the things that guys do that end up leading to that woman feeling insulted instead of feeling turned on?
Well, you know, it's really, really bizarre. You kind of have to have an offline conversation while your clothes are still on about what her fantasies are like, what she wants. And, you know, if you know her real well and you've made her feel comfortable with you, which of course is another massive prerequisite for getting this done right. You know, she has to feel completely comfortable with you, and that's in or out of the bedroom. And if you're thinking about her and you're thinking about having her best interests at heart, that's what's going to open her up even when you're just conversing. Ask her what it is she fantasizes about. You may even want to volunteer some of your own preposterous or even flat out silly fantasies up front. You know, I've met women who really fantasized about dressing up like a nun and having me dress up like a priest or something, and it never happened. Just too weird for me. But I didn't completely blow her out of the tub for having such a crazy fantasy. I was just like, all right, well, that's cool. What else? You know, and just let her talk. And then what happens, you'll start hearing from women that they kind of want to fantasize about being kind of slutty or being a prostitute or being even attacked and raped, you see, because they get good, hard, rough sex and they like not having any guilt associated with it. And being naughty feels good to just about everybody. So they do like sometimes to disassociate themselves from that. But see, where the fine line that guys don't know how to draw is you can't call her a slut. You can't call her a whore. Okay, unless she wants you to do it in a playful way. But you can't think of her as a useless piece of trash to throw away sexually. All that dirty talk. Because that's not going to end well for you. It has to be in the context of fantasy and playtime. Mm. If you really just start throwing insults at her, you know, that could be, you know, a sign that you have late disrespect of women in general. But yeah, it's always going to hurt. Another thing is you don't want to insult her body parts. You don't want to make fun of how she looks or how she sounds or how she acts unless you want her to go back in her shell like a hermit crab and never come out to you again.
Yeah, you want to do the opposite of that. Right. You want to make her feel great about her body, make her feel great about the way she sounds, Because that's going to liberate her sexually, as opposed to, as you said, Scott, making her retreat like a hermit.
Right. I don't understand these guys who wish women would just shut the hell up during bed. Just if I wanted to hear your opinion, I'd tell you what it was, kind of thing. They're missing out on so much, because when women express, you know, guys, here's the deal. She may scream and she may wake up the neighbors or whatever. That's because you're good. Enjoy that. Revel in it. And you know what? She's going to talk as much as you do. That is field tested, man. The more you talk, the more she's going to say dirty and hot things to you that make you orgasm more strong and more fervently. And you know what? You may surprise yourself by how much you love what she says to you.
Yeah, and I'll throw something in there. When you were saying that there are guys who want their women to be silent in bed, I once dated a girl, and I remember her telling me about this ex she had who used to tell her exactly that, to shut up, because he thought she'd wake the neighbours, or the neighbours would hear them. And she said she thought it was crazy because it made him appear to care more about his neighbours than he did about her sexual pleasure, because she enjoyed being vocal during sex and he wouldn't allow her to be vocal. Or when she was vocal, he made her feel bad about it. And, you know, needless to say, she finished that relationship, and, you know, not completely because the sex was lame, but partly. And it was partly lame because he wouldn't allow her to express herself vocally. And he didn't express himself. So I think that for most women, even though they might not tell you it when you're having coffee, I think most women do want their men to be vocal, and they want to be vocal too.
If I could indulge in just a brief personal account from Emily's and my history, when we not long after we had gotten serious with each other, we went on a road trip, and we stayed at a Days Inn in Wickenburg, Arizona, which is out in the boonies. Okay.
Okay.
It's on the way to Sedona and the Grand Canyon from Phoenix, but it's out there. And we had very little regard for whether we were waking up the neighbors or not. I gave that little chick the most intense, amazing, and prolonged pounding she probably had ever experienced to that moment. Okay. And she's being noisy. Okay. I've already broken my rule of, you know, mentioning names and talking about what applies to my wife and what doesn't. But this is too good, I have to tell it.
Okay.
And I'll never forget it. When we were finally done, we realized only then how thin the walls of this hotel really were.
Paper thin, right?
But, well, yeah. Because I heard a female voice say what sounded like, for the world, even whispering, "Wow, I think they're finally done."
Nice.
And it woke me the heck up. I snapped up and I said, "Oh my gosh, I could hear exactly what that woman said." And she was saying it in a low voice. I mean, so I'm thinking we must have rocked this entire hotel. Well, sure enough, we go down for continental breakfast in the morning. And Emily has kind of a distinctive, very cute voice. Okay. About two couples, both of them in their like 60s, because, you know, this is kind of like a retirement haven kind of area, you know, especially at the time of year we went, gave us little golf clap ovations when we walked into breakfast. Like, kind of like, "Well done, mate," kind of thing.
Nice.
That was amazing. But yeah,
I mean, that's something to be that's something to smile about, right? You know, guys should embrace stuff like that. That's a story you'll never forget, an experience you'll never forget. It's not something that guys should try and avoid having.
No, it is what it is. You know, we have small children. We have a 4-year-old and we have a 7-month-old. And we also have Emily's 16-year-old son, who would be humiliated by being subject to this. And we also have my daughter, who's 13, who I'm not going to subject to this. So, you know, with so many children in our lives, we don't get a lot of chances really to be as vocal and to let go as much as we want anymore, because you do have to show some restraint when there's minor children around. You really do. I mean, that's
sure.
Matter for Child Protective Services if these little kids are subject to that, as well it should be.
Yeah, sure. So you have to pick your time and place, but
yeah.
I don't think guys should worry about, you know, annoying their adult neighbors. You know, it's
oh goodness, no.
Put the woman's pleasure first.
Wait till they complain.
Yeah, for sure.
It seems a little voyeuristic to, you know, let the neighbors in on it. So be it.
So be it.
You're not weird. You're normal.
So if somebody's listening to this, Scott, and, you know, they get the point. They, you know, they should be talking dirty if they want to have great sex. The woman's going to love it. They're going to grow to love it. Where do they start? You know, how do they get into dirty talk? If they, let's say they've never done it before, how do they go about talking dirty for the first time?
Well, the first thing that I think most guys need to do is they need to learn to enjoy sex. And by that, I mean, I think we all sit around dreaming about sexual experiences, but once we finally get to the point where we've got a woman in front of us who's willing to get naked with us and do the deed with us, we let every fear, insecurity, wad us up into a little tight ball and we can't even get hard. Or we get hard and blow a load because we're worried about blowing a load. Or we don't get hard because we're worried about getting hard. We don't ever enjoy it when we're finally there. It becomes too stressful. I've got to perform. Oh my gosh, what do? I can't believe I'm finally here. We forget to even enjoy undressing the woman or watching her undress for us. I hear from so many women, Emily hears also from women. We're not sexperts, but we still hear this for some reason. I don't know. I'm just not really sexually interested anymore because it seems like guys just want to get inside me, blow a load, roll over, and be done.
So, yeah, no one is going to be interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, guys pull a woman's pants down with the undies in the pants, right?
Yeah.
And they fumble, you know, with her bra, and they get all frustrated, and she has to do it herself. You know, well, there's a real easy trick for taking a woman's bra off, but the perhaps even easier trick is telling her to undress for you and letting her do it. But that doesn't even occur to us. Most guys fret, and they rush, and they stumble around, and they act like they're a starving puppy. Stop and smell the roses. That woman has such hot underwear on. You know, you've looked through a Victoria's Secret catalog before and enjoyed it. Enjoy it now. So that is the first step, is just to take this slow. Calm the heck down and let this woman impress you with how cute she is first. And then give her feedback, okay? I got news for you guys. It's not that women don't like you to grab their ass and play with their boobies. They just don't like strangers they've never met before who have as yet failed to create attraction with them grabbing their ass and playing with their boobies. Once they're attracted to you, once she's voluntarily getting naked, she wants you to talk about how sexy she is. She wants you to stare at her ass. She wants you to play with her boobies.
And she wants you to tell her how much you like doing it.
Right. And you've got to compliment her because, guys, she is at her most vulnerable when she's getting naked with you, especially for the first time. Tell her, reassure her, because, again, what you're doing is you're building that foundation to help you enjoy the sexual experience even more because you're leading in that direction. You see that? By telling her how beautiful she is, she feels more beautiful. When she feels more beautiful, she's flaunting herself more.
Yeah. I think we should point out at this point, actually, that, you know, I like the term dirty talk, but it can be slightly misleading because, you know, we're not talking about just things that are really dirty. We're talking about things that you say throughout the whole sexual experience, right from the build-up. Like you just said,
right,
a woman likes you to tell how beautiful she is or that you find her gorgeous. Now, that doesn't sound like dirty talk. You know, saying, hey, babe, you're beautiful to me. It doesn't sound dirty, but that's all under the umbrella of things we're talking about here because that's the kind of thing you might say to your woman when you're getting her in the mood or when you're undressing her. It's probably not the thing you're going to say to her when she's having an orgasm, but it's still relevant to this conversation of dirty talk.
Well, just like there's foreplay physically, and then you get to the actual sex act, I think there's verbal foreplay, and then there's the verbalizations you make when you're in the sex act. It all kind of flows together. So yeah, you're setting up that environment where you're going to be verbalizing to each other by saying, oh, you look incredible. My gosh, those are the sexiest, you know, undies I've ever seen. Let's just leave those on for a while. I want to enjoy that. You make me want to take your underwear off with my teeth and watch your giggle. Stuff like that. And then yeah, you can follow through on your promises too. But
that makes perfect sense.
Exactly. You know, you don't start off with the most hardcore stuff you can think of. Unless, you know, you have that relationship already established with her.
Yeah.
But I agree 1,000%, Adam. I mean, you start just by verbalizing something that even sets the precedence, yes, we're going to talk during this. It's not going to be, you know, a labor of silence. You can even say to a woman, hey, I want you to say whatever you want. I want to hear what's on your mind. I want to hear you scream. If you enjoy it, let it loose. Break my ears, honey. Do it.
And that actually is very powerful for a woman to hear who has perhaps in the past been with a guy who suppressed her need to vocalize herself during sex, you know? If she's been with a guy who, you know, was always telling her to be quiet, she might feel uneasy expressing herself even though she wants to. So if you tell her it's okay, actually, you know, not that it's just okay, that you actually want her to do so, she's going to feel more relaxed and more easy in the whole experience.
Yeah, I think before we get into some real practical examples, there's a couple things I can mention that will help, I think, set the framework in terms of things you should get done before you are doing each other.
Okay.
If you're going to use kind of raucous, vulgar words with each other, talk over which ones are okay ahead of time. And there's certain words like pussy that most women are okay with, and there's really – it's kind of a hot word to guys.
Uh-huh.
But some women just have an aversion to it, so you need to know that. And you need to know if she has an aversion to it saying it publicly as opposed to when she's feeling good and horny and all of a sudden she brings it out, okay? The F word is like that a lot with a lot of women. They don't go around dropping F-bombs in public or even when they're mad. But suddenly when you're going at it with them, they just, you know, they use it a lot. The same girl.
You're like, yeah, it's all about context, right?
Yes, right, exactly. I would probably never use the C word. And if you're not knowing what the C word is, it's spelled C-U-N-T. I don't even utter that word in this life. I made a vow to myself not to say that word. I've known couples who like to use that in bed, but not many couples who like to use that word in bed.
Yeah, I have to say that, being totally honest, yeah. I've known women who find it very, very hot. I've known women who say it. But in general, I would say when guys are first starting out with dirty talk, avoid that word like the plague because it can backfire.
And I think it usually will. I've known, I don't know about you, Adam, but I've known very few women stateside who ever even want to acknowledge that word exists. Very
fair. Certainly outside the bedroom, it you know, in that context, it's a word that most people agree is a horrible word. Inside the bedroom, I mean, yeah, I've known some women who actually have used it themselves. But you know, yeah, if you want to err on the side of caution, avoid that word. But you know, certainly pussy and the F word are words that outside the bedroom, you know, you should act like a gentleman and those are words you shouldn't use. But inside the bedroom, when your woman is extremely turned on, those words are probably going to be very, I'll start again. They're probably going to be things she's going to enjoy hearing.
Well, that's why you have this conversation offhand when you know there's going to be sexual activity between the two of you.
Makes sense.
You can probably go right along with the STD conversation to kind of lighten it up after you've had that conversation.
Yeah, nice, right?
I'll be honest with you, though. I like to be a little bit more creative than that. I like to take your normal 4- and 5-letter words and insert them because it just kind of makes women hot. And, you know, I think at this point we can start moving into some of the more sublime intricacies of practical suggestions.
Let's do it.
If you watch porn, okay, you know, and I've got to admit, you know, I think since the internet was invented by Al Gore, right? <Yeah. laughs> Since the internet was invented, you know, since every guy kind of got the World Wide Web wired into his house, some of you young guys have had it your whole life, which is amazing. But from 1995 on, guys who had never bought a Playboy in their entire life all of a sudden had naked women on their computer screens nonstop and felt addicted to it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I am so disappointed in the lack of creativity among porn actresses. All they ever do is say, F me, blah, blah, blah. They say the same exact things all the time.
Yeah, and the guys are not much better.
Well, surveys have shown that we want the men to shut up in porn.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, that's unrealistic. You know, as far as women screaming and whatever, I think, guys, you know, once you know how to please a woman, and Adam is your boy helping you to do that, you can have women respond to your sexual input the way a porn star would. Okay, you can get women to scream and be that uninhibited.
And by the way, the screaming will be legit. You know, that screaming will be because you're giving her orgasms. Whereas in porn, a lot of the time the women are screaming, and of course they're acting because that's what they are. They're actresses. Not always, but sometimes. You know, it's not always legitimate screaming.
Words I like to use instead of the F word. Certainly screw is a good one.
Uh-huh.
I like, you know, words that are more visually, they create a visual image, like pound, drill, fill. Okay.
Yep.
Women like the concept of being filled by you. They like to be, you probably heard before, women like to be penetrated. You know, you can even use the word penetrate.
Yeah, it doesn't sound sexy as we say it now, but I've used that word and it does have a good effect on women,
right,
for sure.
Yes.
In fact, just on that topic of being filled,
yes.
Have you read the book My Secret Garden by Nancy Friday?
I've leafed through it, but I haven't actually. I have to be honest, I have not read the book.
Okay, so there's basically, for people that don't know, My Secret Garden is a book of real female sexual fantasies, so it's not a romance novel.
Right.
It's literally a collection of, I think, about 400 or 500 different female sexual fantasies. Very good reading as a man, because it really gives you an insight into what most women are really thinking.
Yes, you put patterns in that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And one of the concepts that a lot of these women had was they had this fantasy of being filled, of being pounded, of being stretched. And a lot of, you got to remember that a lot of these women admitted that the fantasies they had were not necessarily things they'd want to do in real life, but the images certainly turned them on. And, you know, some of these women just, yeah, they had fantasies about really being stretched wide open and being filled. And, yeah, some of the fantasies were unreal, but, you know, unrealistic. But those words definitely have an effect on women, and a positive effect.
Right. And I think not only you pounding them, but them pounding you. Like them when they ride you, you know, just telling her, you know, pound that baby, you know, kind of thing. You know, it sounds so silly to actually string together sentences in the context of an interview like this where it's two dudes basically talking.
Yeah, for sure.
But you guys have to trust us a little bit that once you get into the moment and it gets really hot, you have to just form the sentences. But those words are really good. And, you know, the idea of drilling something, you know, like drilling for oil is just a very good image that kind of goes along with, you know, how male genitalia fit with female genitalia. And women really do like good, aggressive sex, you know, not to the point of injuring them, obviously, but they do like to be pounded. And they like that imagery, too. They like the idea of the man being in charge. You know, what you can do is if you've got a really good relationship with her, you can kind of pin her down, play wrestling, and go, I am just going to take you. Because being taken is another thing you're going to read in romance novels that women really like. I don't say – I've never said to a woman, I'm going to rape you. I don't really buy into indulging the rape fantasy because that can just come back and haunt you if she ever wants to use it against you.
Yeah, rape is dangerous as well, especially if the woman who you're with has been raped or nearly raped. I mean, that's a dangerous fantasy.
Yeah, it's an open line for me personally, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not saying people can't go there, but they certainly need to exercise caution.
Right.
Yeah, but again, you know, if you pin a woman down and say you're going to take it goes back to that thing of, unfortunately, society has kind of conditioned women to think that it's not okay to have sex and that women who, you know, verbally admit to liking sex are sluts. So, of course, that's untrue, but when you really take the lead, both physically and with your words, it allows your woman to just follow your lead. And then when she tells her girlfriends about this great experience she had with her, she can just say, oh, you know, it just happened.
Another thing you can do that really makes women hot, and you know, we're still kind of in the realm of the obvious ones right here. So bear with this, guys, if these are things you already know. Is the whole idea of making her feel like you're being bad or you're being naughty and that you're a bad boy and she's a naughty girl. I mean, I don't know why, but we just love the idea of sex being sinful and taboo, and even if you've been married 20 years, you shouldn't be doing this. It's just something that you shouldn't be doing. That makes us as human beings horny for some reason. Go with it, okay? If you want to have her start telling you that she wants to be your little private sucker, if you want her to tell you that she wants to be your little private slut while she's sucking you and stuff like that, you start by encouraging her to feel naughty. Like, you are such a naughty girl. I feel like such a bad boy right now. And boy, am I going to be making you feel even naughtier before you know it, that kind of thing. And again, you know, stringing together actual quotations here is worthless. The point being is, if you bring out that little fantasy of her not being a little choir girl, okay, and that she's actually underneath this, you know, demure, innocent exterior, she is a bad girl who wants out, she will acknowledge that. As long as you acknowledge you're a bad boy too, and she will call you a bad boy, that's when she'll start spanking you and you can spank her back. You know, a lot of the playtime, a lot of the fantastic activity, and you know, fantastic meaning based on fantasy, goes from the verbal to the physical. Okay? Another example is you can talk about her looking so good you just want to bite her. Okay? There's something about biting and clenching your teeth that when you're horny feels good. And you know, this is why women love the vampire movies, right?
Yeah, good
Exactly.
point. Good point. Yeah, very
Twilight
good point.
movies. That's a
Yeah.
female fantasy. I once was with a woman as a girlfriend who wanted me to bite her pretty hard on her deltoids. Even
I've experienced the same.
just
Yeah.
kissing. Yeah.
I've been bitten pretty hard as well. I have to say I don't like it, but I don't stop women doing it. Because they usually do it when having an orgasm, so it would be very ungentlemanly of me to scream like a girl and tell them to stop. So I just kind of man up and take the pain. But, you know, sometimes you gotta.
This woman was like, "No, you're not biting me hard enough. This needs to leave marks." And I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me." But you know, to each their own, right?
That just highlights how sexual women.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
say women generally, but you know what? I'm gonna generalize. That just highlights how sexual women really are, and that most women need you as the man to give them that permission to unleash that sexuality.
Right.
They don't want to lie there on their back thinking of shopping or cooking, but some women
They
do because the sex is so lame.
That's for sure.
And
I absolutely agree.
just going back slightly, I want to re-emphasize the points about the words naughty and bad. You know, they're great words and they're safe words. You know, you're not going to offend anyone. You're not going to offend your woman by calling her your naughty little girl. But you can almost guarantee that providing you own the phrase and you deliver it with confidence and a little bit of boldness, she's going to be turned on by that phrase.
Yes.
You start calling her your naughty little slut, and I'm not going to say that doesn't work because it can work. It can definitely work. But that's another level. It's more advanced. It's not the kind of thing that you're going to say to a woman who you've just met. Probably not, anyway. Whereas something like naughty is very safe.
Yes.
No
Yes.
one's going to be insulted by that.
I think there's a point that I failed to make, and that's that you're leading somewhere deeper by bringing up the naughtiness and the badness. And what I would go ahead and offer based on what you just said is I would wait for her to call herself a slut or fantasize about being a slut. And you would be surprised how many women will go ahead and do that after you've brought out the naughty fantasy.
Yeah, that's like, I can roll with that. Yeah.
I want to be your little whore. I want you to pretend you've just paid $10,000 for a night with me and you're just going to drill my little brains out.
Yeah, you've probably heard the line. I've certainly heard it from a few different women where they'll say, you know, I want you to treat me like you're a whore.
Yes. And it isn't necessarily indicative of them having poor self-esteem or anything.
No, of course
not. Just naughty, man. They just
get
dirty. They want to get a good, hard sex, and they don't want to feel guilt about it.
It's all in context, you know?
Right.
And I'll put something out there right now, and I'll say that the more highly sexual a woman is and the higher her level of self-esteem, the more I found she likes dirty talk, she responds better to dirty talk, she'll join in with the dirty talk. You know, when I was younger, I sometimes made the mistake of going for the women who are overly sexual in non-sexual situations. So the girls you meet in bars and clubs who wear short skirts, have their tits half hanging out, you know, and give off that real kind of bimbo vibe. Do you use that word in America? Bimbo? Does that make sense? Yeah.
Benedict, actually.
So, you know, a lot of guys have got with a girl like that and you think they're going to be really sexual, but then what you find is that actually once, you know, they sober up and you realize they're usually people who are lacking self-confidence, lacking self-esteem, and you're not going to have great sex with a woman like that. When you pick a really intelligent woman with high self-confidence, high self-esteem, women who, you know, dress more conservatively usually, they're the ones who actually are really wildly sexual, or at least have the potential to be, if you can bring it out of them by leading them. And they're the ones who will not only respond very well to your dirty talk, but they'll usually join in and be vocal.
You know, we didn't discuss that ahead of time at all, but I couldn't agree with you more. And it's great to have another guy understand that, because that's how I know, Adam, you're the real deal.
Yeah,
when I see these guys who want to know how to pick up strippers, the reason why they're attracted to strippers is because they see the sexuality out there with the stripper, and they're thinking those are the women who are sexual.
Uh-huh.
That is the hugest sign of having no game whatsoever, because what you just said is the truth. Women who are using sex as a weapon or trying to get attention with sex are women who usually have serious hang-ups and problems surrounding their sexuality that make them less than uninhibited in the bedroom.
Yes.
They're used to getting bad results from trying to get good results with sex, if that makes sense. And I couldn't agree more. The women who are, you know, mommies carrying Dooney and Burke handbags and wearing skirts and have their nails polished and go to a business and sit behind a desk all day, they are the ones who will ride your pole and scream like Tarzan while having sex with you.
Or Jane, but yeah.
Or Jane.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
trying to figure
out
how to say Jane and have anybody, you know, figure out what it means. But, you know,
yeah.
Like they're in a jungle somewhere swinging from a vine. That's what they're going to sound like when they're having sex with you. And, yes, they want the fantasy. Another thing that I don't think we've really spelled out here is women want it to be your fault that they're being naughty. They want to be exonerated from this slut guilt that they feel. They want you to make it so that this is your problem that the two of you are having sex. You know, the devil made me do it and I didn't really plan on being here. It wasn't like I wanted this sex to happen. You just seduced me. That's women love being seduced. They love being able to blame it on seduction. They love being able to say to the guy, you know, I wasn't planning this, but you just made me so horny that I didn't know what was happening and I didn't know how to contain myself. Well, don't kid yourself. They knew exactly what they were doing, but they want it to be you who made this happen. They followed your lead so they can offload any guilt they feel about it onto you. If you can successfully take that off their shoulders as a guy, then you're actually doing a good thing. Sometimes guys will mistake this for what's commonly called in PUA circles, last-minute resistance. They'll have the woman at the door to their bedroom, and she'll put her little lady paws on his chest and go, should we really be doing this? And that's where guys who don't know what they're doing go, all right, you know what? I really don't want to pressure you. You're right. Maybe we shouldn't. And the woman would go, all right, we shouldn't. You're right.
And then that's the correct answer. They've missed the chance.
Well, yeah, the correct answer is, oh, yes, absolutely, we should do this. And she'll go, okay, take me now. I mean, put that to the test, gentlemen. Seriously. If you've been backing out thinking that was a woman, thinking maybe not, she's thinking, will you please give me permission to do this without feeling like a slut? That's what she's really saying to you.
Yeah, or sometimes in that situation, you don't have to say anything. You just have to pull her in real close, give her a huge kiss, and the rest yeah. takes place.
You put your finger on her lips, like, shh.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, anything, as long as you're confident and you basically either verbalize or show her with your body language that actually you should be doing it, she will roll with it. Presuming she's attracted to you, you know,
sure.
Everything else is in
order. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, and you know what? They'll love you for it. Another thing is find words for body parts. Just like we were talking about acts like drilling and filling and pounding, find words for body parts that are more descriptive. Like, you know, try calling your cock your pole. Try calling her pussy her female hole. You know, try calling things something that gives you a more descriptive vision of what's really happening. You know, you can come up with as many creative words as you want, and even have inside words that only the two of you know what it means that you use together. Like, you know, you can, and for one example, instead of saying orgasm, say set me off. Like, in other words, instead of making me come, you're setting me off. That's one thing ex-girlfriend and I used to do together. And it becomes kind of like this little insider spiritual thing that only you two know. That is really, really cool because, again, it makes that woman feel connected and connected specifically to you. She'll never use those words with any other lover she'll have any time after that. It'll be specifically to you.
That's why nicknames are very powerful as well. Nicknames that only you share with your woman.
Right.
That, you know, you might have one for her, she has one for you. Very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, another great word for the female genitalia is pie. I don't know why women love that. I guess because it's sweet and tasty.
Yeah.
Like eating, right. You know, if you're eating her pie, that, I don't know, women like that. Could be an American thing. Another thing is think in terms, and again, I'm not about to give you guys any kind of complex if you don't feel like you have the largest penis of all time. But remember that women like to be taken. They like a guy who leads, and they like to be subdued by you. Not raped. Not manhandle, but they don't want to feel like they're the ones taking charge in sex until they're good and ready. And that's part of the fantasy of them riding you and being on top. Give her that chance sometimes. But in general, think in terms of big for yourself and diminutive for her.
Ah, very good. Very good. Yeah, no, repeat that, Scott. That's worth repeating.
Right. My big hard pole and your little female pie.
Because and it doesn't matter if you don't have 12 inches. You can still say big hard pole, and she will roll with it, providing you're confident.
Right. And, you know, women like to think of themselves as tight down there, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't think you want to call her boobies little. But
no.
One of the major ironies of male-female attraction is the only thing we really want big about a woman is her boobies, although I really like hips and butt, too. But use juicy instead of big if she has a nice curvy body, okay? Call her, you know, tell her you just want to bury your face in her juicy little ass, even if it's huge, okay? And talk as you're doing that stuff. But, yeah, I think women like that kind of imagery. You know, I once had a guy, I don't know if it was a comedian or one of my friends telling me this. He's like, man, you know what? I was reading some magazine today. And they were talking about some porn site or whatever, and they were trying to draw people to it by saying, man, these women have pussies so big you could drive cunt drive. I tried to use the other word.
Yeah, you did.
They have the C words. I was trying to, you know, soften it. They have C words so big you could drive a truck through it. It's like, what guy wants that? Right?
Yeah, there's not a guy on the planet that wants that, unless they've got some very kinky, strange fantasy.
Right. Who's writing this copy? I don't know about you, but you know, you guys out there, I don't know about you, Adam, but you guys out there who have dated single moms, it's amazing how once they're horny for you, before you've done anything with them, and you're discussing, you know, things getting horny and sexual, either on the phone or something, they'll say things like, oh, by the way, both of my children were by C-section.
That's interesting.
Just to, like, give you a subtle hint that they're going to still be tight down there, although physically it has nothing to do with it. Women tighten right up after they have a child. I know that firsthand. But, yes, women do like to be thought of as small during sex.
I tell you what, I'll throw something out there while we're on this subject.
Yeah.
In France, they encourage women to do a program of exercise post-pregnancy so that everything down there tightens up.
Yes.
And I think it's purely for vanity reasons and, you know, the health of their sexual relationships afterwards, which I think is great. I found that, you know, I have slept with a few women who have had kids, and the ones who were very active and exercised a lot were as tight as you'd expect a woman to be before she had kids.
Yes.
And I can't say the same about women who aren't active. I think so. I think in France they've got the right idea. And, you know, I think as adults we should all be doing Kegel exercises, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something most people never do, but, you know, we're not going to get into Kegel exercises now, but it's something to think about as guys and women.
Dirty talk, no.
No.
I think every woman is different. I mean, some women are just tinier down there than others naturally, just like some guys have bigger slongers than others naturally, and it's the way it
sure.
is. But, you know, even when we're talking about sexual positions, there comes a time where a woman just wants you to scoop her up under the shoulders, mount her on top, bundle her legs up, you know, and just make her feel like small compared to you pounding her brains out.
Yeah.
Women verbalize that. So, I mean, what we're talking about here is really, really very important. Here's a couple things I'm just going to throw out there, and I'm going to let you just riff on them, okay?
Uh-huh.
An amazing number of women are made horny by the thought of pregnancy. Like if you say, let's go make babies instead of let's go have sex, they'll be five times as horny.
Interesting. Yeah.
The making babies part of the whole sex act makes them horny. So that's something to talk about. Because most of the time we as guys are scared crapless by that. It's a mood killer if we think about the possibility of being
horny. Yeah.
But women are wired very differently. Uh-huh. Another thing is to make sure you're in communication with the woman a lot about it. Does she like this? And tell her you like it. Talk about how favorable this experience is in hotter words than that as you're giving it to her. Tell her how good she looks. Tell her how good her pussy is. And ask her if she likes it.
Also, yeah, that's great advice. And also, when the roles are reversed and she's giving you pleasure, mm-hmm. tell her how good it feels.
Yes.
And if you want her to do something differently to how she's doing it, don't be afraid to do it. The way I like to do it is always to pay her a compliment and then direct her. Because if you just direct her, you might make her feel like she's doing everything wrong and you'll ruin her confidence. If you always compliment her and then tell her what you want to do, she'll feel great and she'll also do exactly as you want.
Oh yeah.
For example, I'll give you an example. Let's say she's sucking you off and you want her to do something differently. Say to her, God, that feels good. And then tell her what you want her to do differently. You know, harder, softer, faster, slower, whatever it is. And that way, you big up her confidence, you make her feel good about what she's doing, and you also get things done exactly as you want. Best of both worlds.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
Yeah.
Another thing that women seem to like, while we're just going to riff on a bunch of practical things,
uh-huh.
is they like the idea of watching you go in and out of her.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I like to watch it too, but women like to watch that. And you can kind of just talk about that a little bit.
Yep.
Like, oh, wow, watch. Isn't it sexy how it just isn't hot to watch it go in and out? And they'll go, oh, God, yes. And, you know, That's something that shouldn't be underestimated. And I can feel a little awkward to mention at the time because it's sort of mechanical, but it isn't to them. Because they want to acknowledge that you're penetrating them.
Yeah, agreed. And if she's really in the moment and you actually tell her to watch you screwing her, mm-hmm. so she actually looks down and sees you going in and out of her, you know, you're talking dirty and you're taking the lead all in one go because you're telling her what to do. You're giving her permission to look at something that's, you know, the most intimate part of the whole act. Women will get off on that kind of thing for sure.
And if you're doing her from behind, you know, doggy style, make a comment of how good it looks going in and out too.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, you know, she realizes you are looking at pretty much a full view of her at her most vulnerable at that point. And if she's very confident with her body, she'll think that's great. But most women aren't exactly there. So the more confident you can make them feel about how good she looks back there and how good the sex looks.
Yeah.
Any way you can. I mean, you may tell a woman that she has the sexiest asshole you've ever seen, and it'll make them hot. I think that kind of going along with that, tell women what you're doing to them as you're doing it to them. Sometime after you've told them what you're going to do to them before you do it to them, or what you want them to do to you, and even acknowledge and talk about what they're doing to you while they're doing it. Like, you look so good while you're giving me head like that. Uh-huh. I just love watching you suck my cock. Stuff like that. That is very powerful. Or, you know, I think you've probably, if you're having anal sex with a girl, for example, and she's not used to that, she may verbalize that you're doing it while you're doing it to her because she can't even believe it. And it just makes her feel even naughtier.
I'll throw something advanced in there, Scott. Regarding anal sex, in one of my other programs, I talk about how to break a woman's fear of anal sex and get her to experience pleasure when you touch her ass. Because if you don't do that, you're never actually going to have enjoyable anal sex. Well, you might enjoy it, but she won't. And if you're a cool guy, you shouldn't really enjoy doing something to your woman that she doesn't enjoy. In fact, you shouldn't do it. It's a terrible thing to do. Right. So all these guys who try and get the girlfriend drunk and then do anal sex, or, you know, they pester her and pester her and pester her, and then she finally gives in and does anal sex, well, they only really have anal sex with their woman once or twice because she hates it.
Right.
And one of the techniques for training a woman to enjoy having her ass played with is to tell her how good it feels when you're playing with her ass. And that sounds ridiculous, but it works. You tell her enough times, you know, it feels great when I touch you like this, doesn't it? And you've got your finger up her ass. That resonates in her brain, and she starts to feel pleasure. Like, the girl who I'm dating at the moment, it's got to a point where she is addicted to anal orgasms. And I've been having this discussion with a few of my friends, and they say, well, how do I give my woman an anal orgasm? And I'm trying to get it across to them that it's not a particular way you touch her ass. You know, there isn't a G-spot or a deep spot in there, or an A-spot. You know, there isn't various spots inside her ass like there is a vagina that you can touch and trigger an orgasm. So I would argue that the anal orgasm for a woman is both probably the most powerful orgasm she will ever experience, but it's also one that is incredibly mental. You have to create that orgasm in her mind. And that sounds very advanced, and it sounds very, you know, wishy-washy, but it's reality. So anyone listening to this who wants to have anal sex that's as enjoyable for her, your woman, as it is for you, you know, you have to train her to enjoy anal stimulation and anal play. And one of the ways to do that is with dirty talk, by being very suggestive.
All I'm going to add to that is you've just hit upon a very key difference between how guys who are dating women who have nothing to do with their dating coaching businesses talk about having sex with them versus guys who are married to women who are also well-known dating coaches in their own right. So we're not going to talk about anal orgasms relative to my current relationship, but let's just say I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not married, Scott. I'm a few years younger than you. But, she wouldn't mind me saying that. She's very open. And, yeah, she's become addicted. There's no two ways about it. It's a very powerful thing. And we'll leave it there. But, guys, remember that. You know, the anal orgasm is a very mental thing for a woman. Very mental.
Another thing along the same lines is if you would like to start having anal sex with her, but she's not interested in it, tell her while you're having sex with her vaginally or you're having 69 together or whatever, that she would like to get inside her little ass someday. You know,
great advice.
Your sexiest ass, you just make me want to get into it. Just
great advice.
Plant those seeds of thought while she's horny and while she's in the moment and while she's getting it real good from you.
Yeah. And if you plant those seeds of thought while she's having an orgasm or very close to an orgasm, that's when she's incredibly suggestible and it'll have the most effect. Like, don't say it when you're still both fully clothed and you just get each other. You know, do it when she's super turned on.
Right. I think also you need to get in touch with a woman's fantasies. She wants to dress up like a nurse, buy her a nurse outfit. That'll bring out even more hot, naughty, dirty things in the bedroom. And that's something you can talk about when you're fully clothed, but of course when you've got a certain measure of comfort with each other. There's one thing that I have some notes here that I've been using just to make sure I didn't skip anything. There's something else that I want to go ahead and address because I think it's something that should be obvious, but guys don't ever think about this. Guys tend to get a woman, she's sexy and she's cute and they don't think about the rest, but find a woman with a voice you like. Don't ever underestimate the power of how much you're attracted to a woman's voice. I mean, if she's beautiful, but she's got one of those Rosie O'Donnell voices, it's not going to be a turn on when she's in bed screaming and moaning sexually. It's going to suck. But I like women who have very mellifluous, soft radio voice type of women, or I like women with cute voices, like cute girl voices, because to me both of those women sound amazing when they have orgasms. And I think about that sort of thing, like when I talk to a woman on the phone, like when I was on match.com, I knew whether I wanted to meet her or not based on her voice. In other words, if her voice was a deal breaker, I didn't want to meet her anymore. If the voice still worked out very well, I wanted to meet her. Make sure you like the inflection of how she talks. Make sure you like her accent if she's from a foreign country. You know, if you are listening to a woman, say to yourself, does this woman's voice turn me on? Even just in normal conversation, because your sex will be so much hotter if that's the case. It's such huge part of the sexual experience. It's one of your five senses. I mean, what it's going to sound like. I don't mean like, you know, the squishy sound of you going in and out of her. I mean, what this woman is going to sound like when she verbalizes. Don't underestimate that. Choose wisely. Choose a woman with a voice you like. And there are plenty of beautiful women out there with crappy voices. Once you start noticing that, you're going to be amazed.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because there's nothing worse than being turned off when she verbalizes in bed. And, you know, that may go back to what you were talking about a certain guy just wanting a woman to shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought about it that way. Man, what a tragedy to, like, literally truncate 20% of your sensual experience – sexuality because you just don't like what she sounds like.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, as a guy, you shouldn't be telling a woman to show up. I think, you know, the old saying, silent sex is lame sex. I think that just about sums it up. You know, you don't have to be relentless with dirty talk. You don't have to talk dirty the whole time. You do if you're on the phone, but you
also
don't.
Sex when you have a cast on your left leg and are using crutches is lame sex, literally.
Yeah,
that's the voice of experience.
But leg. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Don't plan on good sex when you got a broken leg.
Yeah, although it can be better than like, that sounds tough, but the point is valid, and the point is that, you know, if you're having sex in silence, it doesn't matter what positions you're using or what techniques you're using, you're really missing out on one of the biggest areas, especially from a woman's perspective. Remember that for women, sex is a very mental experience. It's not just a physical experience, which it can be for a lot of men.
One other thing that I think is really sexually hot, let's make two of them, okay?
Okay.
Whispering in a woman's ear while you're having sex with her. Don't just feel like you got to blurt all this stuff out. And you can even like pull her hair slightly to make sure her ear comes closer to your mouth. You know, hair pulling is another whole issue. Some women like that. It's kind of goes along with biting. You know, it's one of those things. But, you know, if you whisper things in her ear about how much you like it, how this fantasy is being fulfilled, there's just something about that quiet whisper right in her ear that just absolutely makes a woman explode. So try that. Okay. Another thing is, you know how when you first meet someone, you don't want to be too sexually forward. You don't want to be too needy or clingy. You want to kind of keep your cool and just get to know her, make her laugh a little bit. And you don't want to sound like you're too sex focused, right? You're kind of being polite, maybe even as you're getting to know each other. She's feeling like, well, you know, I'm not going to just jump this guy's bones. You know, I'm going to make sure he knows that I'm a lady and all this stuff. Well, the truth of the matter is when two people are sexually attracted to each other, they start thinking pretty sexually horny thoughts about each other pretty much from the minute they meet each other or shortly thereafter. One of the hottest things you can ever do if you just want to liquidate a woman between the legs immediately is whisper in her ear how you've wanted this since the first moment you ever laid eyes on her. Just tell her you've been sexually hot for her since the first moment you met her. You've been waiting for this. You've been wanting this since minute one. Because that is so naughty and so hot and so secretive and so fantastic that it makes the woman just completely sexually validated on the spot and shows her, hey, you get it. You know you're not supposed to just be like a little, you know, horny chihuahua telling her how beautiful she is and trying to grab her titties when you first meet her. You know how to be a gentleman outside the bedroom, but now that you're in the bedroom and the gloves are off, she needs to know you wanted to bend her over and pump her little brains out from the second you saw her. By the way, yeah, that was a pretty good phrase. Pumping
her. That was a pretty good phrase. write that down, everyone listening. Write it down.
Pump is a good word. And also bending a woman over. They like to be bent over because that's kind of like being taken and you enjoying their hind parts as a direct result.
And it's naughty. It brings us back to that whole naughty.
Oh, yeah. I do want to drop one word you probably should never say when having sex with a woman. And I don't know. You'll see this in porn all the time. Some of you guys may even argue with me, okay? But the note I have here on paper is don't shit in the bed. Don't use the word shit while you're having sex. I mean, you know, you may be so in awe of how good she feels, you just may go, oh shit, that feels good. If you've ever been with a woman who repeatedly just said shit over and over while you're having sex with her, then you will know it is an ugly word with an ugly mental image. It's the last thing you want to think about while you're having sex. You can't help but think about it even subliminally if the word is said. Shitting, crapping, you know, unless you're into like golden showers and other kinky stuff, just leave that expletive out. Find something else to say. Just boycott the word shit when you're having sex and you'll be better off, I promise.
I'd agree. There's better words. Hey, Scott, listen, we've thrown a ton of good stuff out here, but we're nearly out of time. So let's just let's go over the key points. Quick rundown. Five key tips on dirty talk. Go for it.
Don't shit in the bed.
Yeah.
No. I think confidence is everything.
Yep.
Okay. And making a woman feel comfortable is everything. Make sure you do your homework of talking through what your fantasies are or whatever before you get in bed together. When you're naked with her, validate her. Tell her it's okay to talk. Don't be afraid to be completely pragmatic. Like, I want to hear you scream. And then feel free to be creative and let it go. And watch also the incredible results you'll get by leading a woman in that way. And just, guys, enjoy it. That's the last tip. Enjoy this. Enjoy it. And find a girlfriend with a voice you like.
Okay. Cheers, Scott. Appreciate you taking the time to do this. Do you want to end by just telling people where they can learn more about you?
Okay. You can go to the main portal, which is www.deservewhatyouwant.com. So if you want to deserve a woman who screams wildly during riotous sex sessions in bed, I think you should probably go to Adam. But my bailiwick is more being a dating and relationship coach. This is probably the biggest sexpert advice I've ever given in my entire life, so enjoy. Go to deservewhatyouwant.com. Get on the newsletter. I'll give you a free special report on how to ace first dates and turn them into second dates. You can also check out the Chick Whisperer podcast, which is among the highest ranked under the self-help section in iTunes. You can go to iTunes and see it right there on the front page usually. And Adam is going to be one of my future guests in the very near future.
Absolutely.
Darn straight. And yeah, man, start off with a bunch of free stuff. And when you like it, you're going to enjoy the programs I have that go in depth even more. So fire up, guys. Look forward to getting to know you.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Cheers, Scott. Talk to you soon.
Be good.